I want you three women to come through the lunchroom. Said, I'm not going to tell Mrs. Matter. I don't want to know myself. But you come any day of the week you want to and have lunch on me and see what you think of. And so I knew they came through, and I talked with two of them as they came through the line, lunch line, and didn't think anything about it because quite often I did have parents come by. So one of the ladies came back and she said, I want to apologize to you. I said, for what? And she said, for the remarks I have made in the public about the kind of meals you serve over here. I said, I haven't heard anything. She said, no, but you will from now on, because she said, my son came home and he said he wasn't going to eat in the lunchroom because you didn't serve anything but beans and hot dogs. And she said, we came through today, just picked at random a day to come through. And she said, you can't find a better meal anywhere. And at this price, I don't know how you do it. So she said, from now on, my son will be in the lunchroom to eat. And then the principal called me in the office that afternoon, and he told me then what had taken place. And from then on, I had no trouble. But it's of not being informed is the reason we had so many excuses. And when we had any complaints, which we asked them to let us know, and then I was on the radio during school lunch week. I was on for 10 minutes every day telling them what we had and what took place and how I worked with the student council and what we were doing to try to help the high school. And from then on, that helped. So I know that the high school children can eat a good lunch if they want to, and that most of the managers are capable of preparing a good meal.
Yeah, they probably ate a lot better than they realized.
When
they went to college and got out on their own, they found out. The high school, did it change very much, or the school system, did it change very much from the time you were going to the time you...
Oh, yes. I couldn't. That's the reason I got out of it. I couldn't take it. It was just beginning to get to the place that, it was the year before integration, and they were so restless, and the children had started. Then there was the drinking problem and the smoking problem and all of this, and the teachers didn't have control of the students like they should have. And we had a principal come in at that time. The principal then had retired, and we had a principal came in that really didn't know how to control the children. And it was a large school, so I think all of it together, I wouldn't have stayed. If I had gone back, I wouldn't have finished the year because I wouldn't have been under such pressure. It's just too much.
How long were you the manager then?
7.5 years.
Pretty good mom. How large was the school when you went there?
Well, I don't know just how many we had. I really don't, because at that time we had two high schools. We had the colored, or the black high school, and the white. That was before they integrated, and I'm not sure just what the enrollment was.
Do you go to elementary school in Leesburg too?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
When you went into the first grade, did y'all call that the first grade or what?
Yes. I went to first grade in Whitney, the little school here. And, of course, that was unusual because she had the first 8 grades right in one classroom. This was an experience too.
Thank you.
And then, we left and went for the next 3 years. We were going from place to place, and I was in several different schools. And then we came back, and I started the fourth year in the elementary school in Leesburg, which we only had the one school at the time. That was elementary and high, junior high, high school. We didn't have a junior high. We just had elementary and high school.
Leesburg grown a pretty good bit, changed much.
Oh, yes, it has.
Can you tell me about that?
Yes, well. I've seen so many changes, I hardly know where to start. At the time where the high school, the present high school is now, we used to go in that area and cut Christmas trees. And the little lake